It's John DiBella.
You suck!
Yes, that John DiBella. Philadelphia's classic rock.
You can trust us completely.
102.9 MGK.
Steve Trevino is going to be at the Keswick Theater on Friday night, and tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. He is always a pleasure to talk to, and he's here with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. It's good to see you. It's an honor to be on your show. You are one of those guys that is just... And by the way, you guys are still laughing, still having a good time. I don't know how you do it, man.
Well, you see, it's easy for us. We're always having fun. We're always laughing because we're smart enough to book comics.
Well, you have to, right? And you have to laugh. And people ask me all the time, they go, man, how does your wife put up with your jokes? I'm like, dude, she has a great sense of humor. And that's why we're still married.
Along with the fact that she has a credit card that you take care of.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the other day she goes, I got pulled over. She goes, you didn't get a ticket? I always get a ticket. I go, yeah, but... I'm in a 2015 Chevy Silverado. You look like you with a Rolex in a Land Rover with a Louis Vuitton. And that cop's thinking to himself, this bitch needs to be taught a lesson.
As a married guy and with Valentine's Day upon us, do you have any advice for married men?
I've been married long enough where me and my wife look at each other and go, yeah, do we need to do Valentine's Day? Do we want to deal with the reservations? Do we, you know, so we do our Valentine's Day 2 or 3 days before or 2 or 3 days after. That's the advice I have for you. Don't go out there and hang out with all the amateurs.
Well, I got to tell you, all of our restaurant people are really happy to hear you say that.
I don't know about you, but I'm at the point with my wife where I go, look, what do you want for Christmas? Tell me what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I buy her and I really try. And I'm all excited and I give it to her and I go, hey, I put some thought into it, did the whole thing. Every time she opens it, she goes, did you keep the receipt?
I know that so well.
She buys me a shirt that I don't like, and I don't say a word. I'm like, yeah, I'll look gay for the next 3 weeks. Thank you. I'm going to wear this shirt. Like, my wife's a witch, right? Everything to her is, well, that's for night, and that's for day, and you don't do that, and you don't do that. And everybody she meets, what's your horoscope? She has this new girlfriend, right, that she's been hanging out with. And the problem with that is those new girlfriends come with a husband that I now have to hang out with.
Right, sure. Right.
And I always tell people, if she likes her and I don't like him, we're hanging out. But if I like him and she doesn't like her, I'm never seeing that guy again.
Never gonna see the guy again. Not at all.
So she comes up to me. She goes, I figured out why you don't like him. I said, why? She goes, because he's a Leo and you're a Capricorn. And I'm like, I don't think that's why I don't like him. I don't like him because he shakes my hand like a little bitch. He doesn't like sports and he drinks White Claws. That's why I don't like him. And by the way, any man out there listening that's mad at me for saying that you drink White Claws, you shouldn't be mad. You should be ashamed of yourself.
How is your wife with, as Elton John put it, the hardest word? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Oh, I thought I was going to hear it one time.
Right.
She looked at me and she goes, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I'm like, oh, so close, honey. So close. You almost did it. The words that I don't hear in my house is I'm sorry. And my wife has the ability to be mean to me. And then I call her out for being mean to me. And then somehow I'm apologizing.
Yeah. You know what? Everyone, we should just swap wives every once in a while because we're basically living with the same woman.
And by the way, how about these masochists that find a way to have a wife and a girlfriend? What is wrong with you? What kind of crazy person are you in your head to go, I'd like to be tortured twice by two different women. I mean, you hear these stories where these guys go, where they go, you know, he had a whole nother family. I'm like, I can barely keep up with this family. I already let them down on a regular. I couldn't imagine letting a whole nother family down. Like, that's crazy.
What's going on at home? You building anything? I mean, I think the last time we spoke, you had just got done with the whole outdoor gym or whatever it was for the kids.
Well, yeah, now we're building a patio. And then I woke up Christmas morning. Our guest house had flooded. So, of course, can't just replace the parts that got flooded because I have this contractor. His name is Felipe. And the good thing about Felipe is that you don't need permits with the city. For whatever reason, he's got a deal. I don't know what the deal is. But Felipe is one of these guys that he's a salesman. We start doing the floors, and then he looks at my wife and goes, you're going to leave it like that? You're going to leave it like that? You got new floors, no new restroom. And then, of course, my wife, oh, we can't leave it like that. So,
wait a second. New floors, you need a new restroom. One has nothing to do with the other.
But he knows how to get. And I'm looking at Felipe like, dude, she stopped. But he learned his lesson because the other day he started crying. I said, Felipe, are you okay? And he goes, I can't make your wife happy. I said, neither can I, buddy. Neither can I. I go, but you know what the best part is? I go, at least you get paid. And then he goes, yeah, but you get to leave. I'm like, solid point. But he is on my side, man. Dude, he walked by me the other day and he goes, she hiding packages in the roof. I'm like, what? He goes, in the attic, she hide packages. When you gone, packages come, she hide them. I'm like, thank you.
That's a buddy. Steve Trevino is going to be at the Keswick Theater on Friday night. Tickets are available at keswicktheater.com. It is always a pleasure, sir. I am sorry. You know, the way you fly in and fly out, someday you got to come into the studio again. It has been over a year since you've been in the studio.
It's been a while, man, and I'm such a fan of Philadelphia. And, you know, you guys can thank Texas again for giving you a quarterback to help you win the Super Bowl. You're welcome.
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
It's John DeBella.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.